You may have noticed that for Mass on Christmas Day, the three wise men, the Magi, were over there on the altar where the statue of Mary is. And throughout the past week, they've kind of made their way. Last weekend, they were here in front of the altar, and now they're here at the crib worshiping the Christ child. Why did I do that? Because the East is on this side, and the wise men came from the East, from what is today the country of Iran, and part of Iraq, and the ancient nation of Persia, as they went from Persia to Bethlehem, which is about 8 miles away west from Jerusalem. The Magi were wisdom-seeking astrologers who came from Persia, as I mentioned. They arrived in Jerusalem inquiring about this newborn king. It was a common belief among the ancients that a new star would appear in the heavens when a ruler was born. And modern astronomers have confirmed the fact that there was indeed an explosion of light caused by a supernova in the sky that was visible in the area of Israel at that time that history and scripture records the birth of Jesus. In their search for wisdom and enlightenment, these men, guided by the star, found wisdom himself. They found the Word of God made flesh with Mary, the seed of wisdom, his mother. They prostrated themselves in worship, offering up gold, a symbol of the richness of God and of Jesus' divine kinship. They offered frankincense, the hardened aromatic gum of exotic trees burned in sacrifice and worship, recognizing the Christ child's divinity. And they offered myrrh, an ointment made from fragrant resins used in preservation of the dead, a sign that in this child's future death, humanity would be preserved from eternal death. No one knows the exact number of the Magi, but traditionally they've been numbered as three because of their gifts. Since medieval times, they've represented the three known races of man, the African, the Asian, and the European, all coming together as Gentiles to worship and honor Jesus Christ, Messiah of the Jews and Savior of all mankind. As St. Luke tells us, Christ has come as a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of God's people, Israel. This great visit is celebrated after Christmas as the Feast of Epiphany, that is, the Feast of Christ revealing himself as the Christ, the Savior, to all nations, and giving us the full knowledge of truth and salvation given by him to all humanity. The light of the star followed the Magi, really pales in comparison to Jesus, who is himself forever the light of the world. Scripture reminds us that God is light, and that those who obey his commandments walk in the light. The light of God the Father is Jesus. He is the light which enlightens every man through the life which is in him and the light that is within him. He is, as he calls himself, the true shining light in whom true Christians abide. The light that we speak of is the light of revelation. That is, God is revealing of himself to us, who he is, and what he expects of us. God tells us about ourselves, which sometimes we don't like to hear. He tells us where we come from, where we're going, and why we exist. The light of God is the light of wisdom. The light of God is the way to peace, the way to happiness. And that way to peace and happiness consists in holiness and in love. Jesus reveals to us the entire truth about God and about ourselves. He teaches us to fill our minds with his wisdom, to fill our hearts with his love, to fill our souls with his grace. In modern times, we see a lot of people saying, well, you know, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious, which doesn't mean anything. There is no spirit without God, and without God, there's nothing. Therefore, the worship of God, which we call religion, is everything to us. It brings us back into our true humanity by finding ourselves in God. Other people try to seek enlightenment through meditation without Christ, which again has us meditating on ourselves and not the divine. Some people say, well, I don't believe in religion at all. Science has the answer to everything. Well, the past 2 years has taught us that science doesn't know a whole lot sometimes. We can't rely just on pure human reason because human beings make mistakes. We can't rely on those who think that all religions, Christian or not, are equally valid because they aren't. It's not a source of pride to say that the Christian faith is superior to all others, because Jesus himself declared that he alone is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father but through him. Now, to say that a Christian is superior to other people, that could be a problem, because we're not. Christianity is, the faith is, but the faith makes us who we are, and a Christian is superior only in that the Christian realizes his or her humility before God, that we're absolutely nothing, and that without Christ, there's nothing to be found. In other words, we find our glory in saying that it is Christ who lives, not we who live, and that we must decrease, that Christ himself must increase. But still, Christ himself is the way, the truth, and the life. And we as Christians are to walk as children of that light and never participate in the works of darkness. The coming of the Magi is the beginning of people of all nations, all races, all peoples, all languages coming to Christ. And Jesus prayed for his followers to be one flock under one shepherd. We read in the Acts of the Apostles where the community of believers was indeed that, of one heart and of one mind. And St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians that we are one body, we are one spirit in Christ, that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Brothers and sisters, as Christians, the light of our faith must unify all of us believers in the practice of faith, a practice of hope, and a practice of love. As human beings, we tend to box ourselves into little cliques, little groups, and isolate ourselves in our own comfort zones. As Christians, we can't do that. As human beings, sometimes we don't want to encounter people who might be different than ourselves. But as Christians, we embrace other people because we see them as brothers and sisters in Christ. Whether we find people who are from different races or cultures, different backgrounds or ages, different genders, different physical or mental abilities, different languages, different faiths even, different political parties, economic status, and so on, Jesus is telling us to go beyond those barriers and to love and accept one another as he himself does, that we encourage other people in their faith and their virtues, that we pray for one another to all overcome our sins and overcome our weaknesses. Jesus says, I came into the world as a light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you and I may become children of the light.